Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. I'm so happy to be with you on today. Today is going to be a reflection of the year of 2020, and we're also going to talk about the top three episodes played for the year. First of all, I want to say I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas with their families. I hope that you were able to social distance and make sure that you were safe during this holiday season. Some of you do know that I did close my gymnastics gym in August. It has been bittersweet. And one of the things that we used to do at the gym was to read devotion before every practice. And because today is our last Wednesday of the year, so this is our last episode of the year, I wanted to end with reading just a little bit of devotion for today. Today is December 30th. So I'm reading from 365-day devotional called Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. So I hope that this touches someone else's heart like it touched mine on today. So I'm just going to read just a little piece of it. The more completely you devote yourself to me, the more freely you can love people. Marvel at the beauty of life entwined with my presence. Rejoice as we journey together in intimate communion. Enjoy the adventure of finding yourself through losing yourself in me. 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 8 says, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Once again, that's 1 John 4, 7 through 8. John 15 through 4 says, Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So thank you for the word for today. So once again, today is just a little bit of reflection of what this year 2020 has brought to you. And then just thinking about how you're going to start the new year. We're so excited about this podcast. We started this podcast on August 12th of 2020. That was our first Wednesday podcast. And we have learned so much through this adventure. This journey has been great. We've met so many different people from different countries and continents, and it's just been a true blessing, and we are so looking forward to 2021 on what this podcast can bring within the gymnastics community. We really want to serve and be a support within the gymnastics community. Looking back at these episodes that we've done 20 so far. So I'm very proud of what we have brought to the table, some really different topics of just anything and everything gymnastics. So if you're ever interested in giving us a topic that you want to hear about, just contact us and I will give you more information how you can contact us. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors, and when we return, we will reminisce about the top three episodes of 2020. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host again, Tamille Jones. Thank you for coming back. We are talking about just reflecting on the end of 2020. Like I said before, this is the last Wednesday of the year. So this is our last podcast of the year. So we are very excited about what's up and coming. We have some great new episodes for the new year. We are very excited about some announcements that we'll have in the new year also. So we're looking forward to a great year for 2021. So we're going to talk about our top three episodes. And when I say top three, these are the episodes that were played the most. So our listeners out there listen to these episodes the most. So we're going to go from three to one. So the third top episode was Body Image and Eating Disorders with Kimberly Kruger from Southlake Counseling and Consulting. During that episode, we just talked about how us as adults can encourage our youth to have positive body image. And then we went into detail about different types of eating disorders and how to kind of see the signs of someone having an eating disorder. So if you have a chance, that's a really good episode to listen and learn from. And if you want additional information regarding body image and eating disorders, you may contact Kimberly Kruger at Southlake Counseling and Consulting. Her email is kkruger, that's kkruegr, at southlakecounseling.com. Kimberly Kruger is the owner of Southlake Counseling and Consulting. The website is www.southlakecounseling.com. So that was number three. Number two was fundraising opportunities during COVID-19 with Carrie Aaron. Carrie Aaron is the co-founder of The Pasta Shop, which is a great company. It's an affordable way to do fundraising for gyms. It's a no contact fundraiser. So all you have to do is go online and set up your fundraising. And, you know, you can put specifics of why you're fundraising. And you just kind of do a mass email out to everyone. And that's how you can get your fundraising going. It's a great opportunity. I can say I've done The Pasta Shop quite a few years. And Carrie Aaron, she's great. She's a co-founder. During that episode, she explains just the detail of how the pasta is actually made. There's all different types of pasta that they offer. You have your gluten-free in there, but the pasta is so great tasting. But there's so many cute little options of pasta, from sports pasta to different athletic teams to different holidays. Anybody can have a gift from this pasta shop. And the shelf life is a 2-year shelf life. So it's a great gift to give, but it's a great opportunity for fundraising. So again, that was fundraising opportunities during COVID-19 with Carrie Aaron, co-founder of The Pasta Shop. And if you want to get in contact with her, her email is Carrie, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at Pasta Shop, and shop is spelled shoppe.com. And you can also go to the website at www.funpastafundraising.com. So that was the second episode. So our top episode right now for 2020 is, I feel like I need a drum, but it's the Adult Gymnastics with Gina Paulus. And she is the founder of Just Like Fine Wine Adult Gymnastics group on Facebook. You can actually go to her Facebook page and see everything about adult gymnastics. She even has a website, www.adult-gymnastics.com. And she has a great platform for adult gymnastics. Many retired gymnasts are going back to performing gymnastics, and even, you know, adults that have never experienced gymnastics, they're actually starting later on in life. And all I can say is, you know, I love gymnastics, but it's just a great sport. And to get your body back in order on what you want it to be, it's a great sport to get into. So again, that was our number one episode, was Adult Gymnastics with Gina Paulus. And you can find her and information on Facebook. Her Facebook page is Just Like Fine Wine Adult Gymnastics Group. You can also go to her website. Again, that was www.adult-gymnastics.com for more information. I would like to just shout out those gyms that are offering adult classes for adults to come. I challenge those gyms that don't to, you know, try. See if it works in your demographics on where you are. But I know that there is an increase in adult gymnastics going on right now. So with that being said, those are our top three. Again, number one was Adult Gymnastics with Gina Paulus. Number two was Fundraising Opportunities During COVID with Carrie Aaron from The Pasta Shop. And number three was Body Image and Eating Disorders with Kimberly Kruger from South Lake Counseling Center. So if you get a chance, listen, go back and listen to those episodes from our podcast from this year of 2020. I want to inspire you for this upcoming year of 2021. We have a couple days to go of ending 2020, but I want you to, you know, reflect on 2020, but also think about what goals you're going to have for 2021. I want to inspire any of you that have some goals but are scared and fearful to make that leap of faith. I say do it. Do it so you don't have any regrets. And if you take your time and you're consistent, you will achieve those goals that you have for yourself or for your family. Just take one day at a time. I'm a single mom with two kids, and I have accomplished a lot of different businesses and a lot of different goals that I've had in my life. And, you know, you doubt yourself, but I have learned to push through those doubts and just stand on faith. I know sometimes you think about what you don't have, if the money's not there, if the time's not really there, but take it slow. And not only that, if you truly have faith, God will find a way to make things work. So I hope you have a great ending to your 2020. And I hope you get ready for this new year of 2021. Set your goals. Start now and make a plan. I would like to thank our sponsors for this podcast. That's Gymnast United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you would like to make a donation to our podcast, you may go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United Inc. Or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. Also, just sharing our podcast with your friends and family is very useful and helpful to us. But you can make a small donation as low as 99 cents to help support this podcast, especially if you are learning and enjoying this podcast. So once again, we want to say thank you for the support. And once again, we say thank you for listening to The Gripcast, Gymnastics Unfiltered. We'll be right back.